Question in Bhagavad Gita 1.9, how exactly is that sentence in the past sense and what does it signify? Answer 1.9 is Durvana saying, Anyecha bhava shura madarthe tyakta jivita nana shastra prahana sarve yuddha vicharada. So he's speaking that Anyecha bhava shura. So we could put it as there are many other heroic people who have mad arthe tyakta jivita. So the word tyakta is in the past tense. Now it could be a grammatical or slip of the tongue. He intended to say that they are ready to lay down their lives for me. But he ended up saying that they have laid down their lives for me. So, madarthe tyakta jivita. So, it would be the word, they are prepared to lay down their lives. There is no, that is the English translation. But in the Sanskrit, there is no equivalent for prepared. All that it says is mad arthe, for my purpose, tyakta jivitaha. They have given up their life. Nana shastra prahana sarve yuddha visharada. That using various weapons, an expert in using various weapons, they are expert in fighting also. They are now, of course, Duryodhana would not say that they are ready to lay down their lives. That they have laid down their lives. That would not be his intention, but that is the implication of the Sanskrit word that he has used. And that implication is critical for us to understand. If we have to understand the issue over there. At one level, in psychology, there is a concept called a Freudian slip of the tongue. Therein, we all have slips of the tongue, but if normally when there's a slip of the tongue, the overall point is that we speak something which we are not meant to speak, which we didn't want to speak. And sometimes something which is true, we might, something which is false, we might just speak it like that because of a slip of the tongue. But sometimes, in a slip of a tongue, we speak something that is true, but something that we didn't intend to speak. When that happens, that is when the slip of tongue is called the Freudian slip of the tongue. So, Freudian is the adjective for Sigmund Freud, who is considered one of the prominent pioneers of modern psychology. It's not his finding, it's just his observation. This happened in the past also. So in this case, he had no intention of saying that our soldiers have already laid down our lives, their lives. He simply is praising their commitment to his cause by saying that they are ready to lay down their lives. But the way the words come out, it appears as if he's saying, they have laid down their lives for me. And thus, his words come out in that sense as speaking something which is a truth, but which he didn't intend it that way. So for us, what we can focus on is the principle that in this case, there is a war happening and it's a divine war, and ultimately it's a divine dharmic war, and whatever happens in this war is ultimately a part of the plan of the Lord. So therein, he, by a Freudian slip of the tongue, ends up speaking a truth that those who chose to fight against Krishna, they were all doomed to die. In 11.33, in 11.31, 32,
33, where Krishna will reveal and explain that all the warriors in the Kurukshetra battlefield are already dead because of their animosity towards Krishna, because of their being in that battlefield. By the will of destiny, they have been killed. Now, it's not the will of destiny forced them to die. It is rather that they forced him to, that they by their free will chose to act in a particular way that caused their death. Thank you.